Lord Mandelson has resigned from the Labour Party after a weekend of revelations about his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. The former cabinet minister, who was sacked as Britain's ambassador to the US last September, features in the latest documents released by the US Department of Justice. Lord Mandelson says he believes allegations that he received payments totalling $75,000 from the convicted sex offender more than 20 years ago are false, but he's stepping down from the Labour Party to avoid causing it further embarrassment. Our correspondent Simon Jones has been reading his resignation letter.
He goes on to say, "I want to take this opportunity to repeat my apology to the women and girls whose voices should have been heard long before now. I've dedicated my life to the values and success of the Labour Party, and in taking my decision, I believe I'm acting in its best interests." Now, he's been associated with the party for some 40 years, a big beast in the Labour Party, but this surely must now be the end of his political career.
The BBC is still going through the hundreds of thousands of documents released by the US Department of Justice on Friday, which include a photograph of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor crouching over an unidentified woman. He's always denied any wrongdoing. Several emails underscore the depth of Sarah Ferguson's friendship with Epstein. One, signed Sarah from 2010, after he was released from prison, describes the disgraced financier as a legend and adds, "I'm at your service, just marry me." Sarah Ferguson has been approached for comment. Palestinians are due to start passing through the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. The long-delayed reopening is a key part of President Trump's ceasefire plan for Gaza. Only a small number of people are expected to cross in both directions each day. Motorists will now be able to compare the cost of fuel offered by petrol stations across the UK. It's made it compulsory for garages and fuel stations to report their prices, a move the Chancellor says could save the average household £40 a year.
Motoring groups say people can end up paying around 20 pence per litre more at the pumps, depending where they choose to fill up. The fuel finder scheme makes it mandatory to make the live price of petrol and diesel available to third-party apps and websites so drivers can compare costs. Businesses will have to register all the forecourts they own and any new ones within 7 days. They must update any changes in fuel prices within 30 minutes. The Petrol Retailers Association said the industry continued to face steep rises in the cost of labour, taxation, energy and crime.
The number of incidents involving drones flown near military bases in the UK has doubled in the last year, according to figures obtained by the BBC. There were 266 such sightings recorded in 2025, a rise from the 126 reported in 2024. A local council in South Wales is expected to decide later whether to buy and demolish almost an entire street because of the risk of flooding from climate change. The residents of Cladach Terrace in Unisipal have been asking the authorities for a number of years to either better protect them from a nearby stream or help them to leave. The council's been working on a solution that could see 16 homes bought and then knocked down. Paul Thomas and Rebecca Chadwick live in the terrace and say they've had enough.
Well, every time it rains, it's in the pit of my stomach, gnawing away at me of what could happen.
Nobody wants to buy my house. I've tried and tried and tried. It's a living hell. We don't live, we exist in Cladach Terrace.
The rapper Kendrick Lamar was one of the big winners at the Grammy Awards held in Los Angeles overnight. He took 5 awards, including Record of the Year for his song Luther, featuring the R&B singer SZA. Billie Eilish won Song of the Year for her track Wildflower, while the Puerto Rican star Bad Bunny picked up Album of the Year. The British winners included Lola Young, whose song Messy won Best Pop Solo Performance, and Olivia Dean, who was named Best New Artist. She became emotional as she accepted her award.
I guess I want to say I'm up here as a granddaughter of an immigrant. Yeah, I'm a product of bravery, and I think those people deserve to be celebrated.